This recording will help you understand hearing and will let you experience what speech would sound like if you had a hearing loss. By experiencing these hearing difficulties yourself, you will better understand the problems and frustrations that those who have a hearing handicap undergo every day. Before we get started, make the room as quiet as possible, and then adjust the volume of the recorder to a level that will be comfortable for those with normal hearing. Once the volume is set, do not readjust it. The sound level must remain the same until the end of the tape. Each person who will be listening to this recording should have a pencil and paper, and if possible, should be seated 10 to 12 feet from the speaker. If you have not completed these preparations, stop the tape until you have done so. Now let's talk about frequency range and hearing. You may think that when someone has a hearing loss, he or she hears sounds less loudly. If this were the case, the problem could be solved by asking people to talk louder. But hearing loss is not that simple. Typically, hearing loss is more severe at some frequencies than at others. People with a hearing loss often have trouble hearing the high-pitched sounds. In the next demonstration, you will experience speech as it would sound if you had some high-frequency hearing loss yourself. You will hear four sentences. However, they will not sound normal to you, since some of the high-frequency tones have been filtered out. See if you can understand all four of the sentences. Here we go.
Number one. Let's ride our bikes this evening. Number two. Those cookies are delicious. Number three. How do you spell your name? Number four. I like the colors in that jacket.
Well, how did you do? You probably had a little trouble understanding what was said because some of the high frequencies were missing. Now, listen to the same sentences, but this time without any filtering. The sentences should sound normal to you. Number one. Let's ride our bikes this evening. Number two. Those cookies are delicious. Number three. How do you spell your name? Number four. I like the colors in that jacket. That was better, wasn't it? It's much easier to understand speech when you can hear the full range of frequencies. The last hearing demonstration on this tape is a test. It's a list of 10 words. The words have been chosen so that they are easily confused with other words that sound much the same. You will hear the list three times. Each time, write down the words you hear. For the first reading, most of the very high frequency sounds will be filtered out, so it will seem as if you have a fairly severe hearing loss. You are going to have trouble understanding the words. Even if you can't hear a word clearly, go ahead and write down your best guess. As you listen, write the words in column A on the worksheet. Here is the first reading of the list. Ready?
Number one, sir. Number two, cat. Number three, thumb. Number four, knee. Number five, rise. Number six, bath. Number seven, fish. Number eight, save. Number nine, bed. Number 10, juice.
Well, how did you do? Can you imagine how difficult your daily life might be if speech always sounded like this? In the second reading of the test, there will be less filtering, so the words will sound a little clearer. you will experience what it might be like to have a mild hearing loss. This time, write the words in column B.
Number 1, fill. Number 2, cats. Number 3, thumb. Number 4, knee. Number 5, wise. Number 6, bath. Number 7, fish. Number 8, sows. Number 9, bed. Number 10, juice.
Was that any better? People with this degree of hearing loss often do not realize that they are not hearing as well as they used to. They may even get indignant when their friends suggest that they have a hearing problem, or they may get irritated because they think everyone is mumbling. Now, you will hear the same list of words for the third time, but this time they will be recorded normally, with all of the high and low tones present. This time, list the words in column C.
Number 1, fill. Number 2, catch. Number 3, thumb. Number 4, knee. Number 5, wise. Number 6, bath. Number 7, fish. Number 8, shows. Number 9, bed. Number 10, juice.
How was that? You still may not have heard all of the words clearly, since some of them have tricky sounds. You might want to check the words on your list against the correct words that are printed on the recording insert. Look at the words that you listed in column A and notice which ones you missed. You probably had trouble hearing words such as catch, wise, and shows. That's because they contain hissing sounds, S, SH, and F, S, SH, and F. These are all high-pitched sounds that are hard to hear when the high frequencies are removed. Consequently, when these frequencies were filtered out, you could still hear speech sounds, but you had more trouble understanding the words. It's important to protect your hearing, because once it's damaged, it's gone forever. You won't get a second chance. Hearing. Take care of it. It's a precious sense.